Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Are you ready for the bombshell that's about to shatter the Democrats' midterm fantasies? The numbers don't lie, and they are absolutely devastating for the woke left. What we're witnessing isn't just a political shift. It is the complete collapse of Democrat hopes to retake the House of Representatives, not just for 2026, but for literally the foreseeable future. And the data is so shocking, it's going to leave you speechless. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The legacy media is beginning to absolutely panic. I'm talking openly, publicly panicking. They're seeing the numbers, the data, and they're starting to realize to their horror that things may have indeed already slipped away for the Democrats. 2026 is going to be a woke left nightmare. Let's start with the latest generic ballot polling. Now, this is the RCP average. Okay, that stands for Real Clear Politics Polling Average. This is all the generic ballots. So this is all the polling, the good, the bad, the ugly, that asks respondents if they plan to be voting Democrat or Republican. All averaged together. You take the generic ballot polling average back in October of 2017, a full year before Trump's first midterm election. So we're using this by comparison. Democrats were cruising with a 9.2-point lead in the generic ballot. Okay, that massive advantage stayed consistent all throughout 2018, ultimately delivering them 40 seats in control of the House. Then take a look at October 18th of 2021. So that's a year out from the 2022 midterms when the Democrats would end up losing control of the House to the GOP. At that same time, a year out, the Democrats fell to a lead of just 2.3%. Now, that's key, by the way, because, and we talk a lot about this on this channel, so make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The Democrats get so much of their national polling leads from concentrated areas like New York and LA and Chicago and Boston and the like, because they get so much of their support regionally concentrated. They've got to have a national polling lead of at least 4 to 5% in order to win across the board. Because while they're going to certainly get tens of millions of votes, you know, say in the five boroughs of New York and in LA and in Chicago, they're not going to get anything like that support in Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or Michigan or North Carolina or Arizona. So they have to be way up nationally in a way that the Republicans simply don't have to be because their support is far more regionally spread out. And you see it on the maps, right? Every presidential election, you just see the sea of red with some blue splotches on the coast. So this is why Democrats can be ahead by 2.3% in the generic, well, 2 to 3% in the generic ballot a year out from an election and still lose. All right, so going back now to the RCP polling average, take a look at where we are today. So they were up 9.2 a year before they won the House back in 2018. They were up 2.3 a year before they lost in 2022. Look at where they are now in October, a year out from the next midterms in 2026. Gang, they're up 1.6. 1.6. That is a disaster in the making. That is an electoral disaster. But the generic ballot disaster, gang, is just the tip of the iceberg. The real earthquake comes from voter registration data that shows a massive, I'm talking a seismic shift toward the Republicans. Take a look at the column to your right, the right of the screen. If you're listening by way of our 20 million podcast downloads, I'll describe it for you. In the 28 states that track voter registration by party, Republicans have gained in voter registration a staggering net advantage of over 1 million voters since last year's election. We have net gained nearly 1.4 million voters over the Democrats. To make it even worse, since 2020, Democrats have lost over 2 million registered voters while Republicans gained 2.4 million. So it's a mind-blowing 4.6 million voter swing over registered voter swing over to the GOP. And it's only grown in 2025. I mean, look at the month of September alone. Just last month, Republicans gained nearly 30,000 voters nationally, while the Democrats lost over 55,000. People were leaving the Democrats. They're hemorrhaging voters. That's a near 85,000 voter registration swing to the Republicans just last month alone. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. Every single state that tracks voter registration by party, even California, shows the Republicans crushing the Democrats. Now, gang, what you have to get here is that voter registration trends are the single most accurate predictor for how people will vote in a future election. So you don't, I mean, the logic here is you don't register for a party only to turn around and vote for the other party. That's just not generally how people work. Our good friend Seth Keschel is one of the single most accurate election modelers out there. He had a near perfect prediction record for 2024. He only uses voter registration models. That's it. And he's like, I have never seen trends like this before. This is beyond anything we could have imagined. And again, it's showing up in the polls. If the Democrats are only up by one in the generic ballot, they're going to lose by a couple of million votes overall in the midterms. Yeah. But things, if you can believe it, get even worse. We're just scratching the surface here. Okay, butter the popcorn. You're going to absolutely love this. Hey, gang, you asked for more, so here it is. I'm pulling back the curtain and inviting you into my world. Turley Walks is officially live. Every week, I'm dropping unfiltered insights and exclusive behind-the-scenes moments just for you. New episodes go live every Thursday only on our Patriot portal. This isn't my usual uncensored Monday night Q&A where I do a deep dive with my Turley troublemakers. Turley Walks is unscripted, raw, and packed with personal insights that you won't get anywhere else. It's available exclusively for members of the Courageous Patriot Club. Head on over to turley.pub/club or scan the QR code to join us and unlock access to all the exclusive content. Let's dive in together. We've got two canaries in the coal mine right now. The warning signs are flashing in what should be otherwise very, very safe Democrat territories. In Virginia, what started as a commanding lead for Democrat Abigail Spanberger has collapsed to a virtual dead heat. The Trafalgar Group poll shows Spanberger leading Republican Winsome Sears by just 2.5 points, well within the margin of error. And in New Jersey, it's even more shocking. The Democrat Mikey Sherrill is struggling against Republican Jack Cittarelli. In Jersey, Democrat insiders are openly expressing panic about low enthusiasm among Black and Hispanic voters, with some party leaders warning that traditional Democrat constituencies may not be turning out for this election. in my opinion, they're way behind on that one. What they'll find is actually even more shocking. What's more shocking is that non-white working class voters, as we have been tracking on this channel for years now, along with Rich Barris of the People's Planet, People's Pundit, non-white working class voters, largely Latino, have defected en masse to the GOP like never before. And it's happening in Jersey. So it's not a matter of them not turning out. It's a matter of them actually turning out, but voting for Jack Cittarelli. Now, make no mistake, no matter how these races turn out, I'm all for Jack. This is my backyard in Jersey. I'm all for Jack, especially. I would love to see Winston Sears pull off an upset. And definitely I would love to see Jay Jones crushed down in Virginia. Regardless, however, of how they turn it, the very fact, I mean, these races should not even be remotely close in an off-year election with a Republican in the White House. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. So the very fact that these two races are nail-biters alone is an indicator of just how much Democrats are struggling as a party right now. Again, in the end, they can pull all this off, but they're having to spend more money. They're having to spend more political capital. Obama's coming out to both Jersey and Virginia to campaign. I mean, they can't believe this is happening right now in two otherwise very, very safe blue states. And again, things just continue to spiral out of control for the Democrats. Take a look at the latest fundraising figures. I mean, look at this. Cash on hand for the RNC, Republican National Committee, $86 million. Cash on hand for the DNC, $12 million. $86 million to $12 million. The GOP is 7x the cash as DNC. I mean, it's stunning. It's stunning. Now, in fairness, it's true. The president's party almost always has a fundraising advantage. It's hard to beat the sitting president when it comes to fundraising. But 7-1? And then you combine that with the voter registration plunge, the neck and neck contest in the blue states, the polling drops. I mean, you put it all together. Oh, and the worst is yet to come. If everything stayed the same way as it was back in 2022, just like what we've been analyzing, right? I mean, the Democrats would conceivably be staring into the abyss, right? They're at a lower point than they were in October of 2021, right? Before they went on to lose in 2022, right? So, I mean, if everything just stayed the same between now and 2022, they'd still be in a whole heap of trouble. But lo and behold, the Republicans have their ultimate Trump card, redistricting. Republicans just picked up a brand new seat in North Carolina. Don't know if you heard about this. Just in the last 24 hours, North Carolina is redrawing their congressional map, along with the five new seats already locked in with Texas and the new seats secured by Missouri. Ohio is coming in with 2-3. Florida, number 3-4. Indiana is going to give us one. So this is all giving the GOP altogether a net pickup, assuming California's Proposition 50 will pass and redraw another five Democrat seats. We're looking at a net pickup of around 12 altogether and about 7 if California passes GOP. Now, if that's the case, if the GOP are getting a net pickup of 7 with the redistricting, they're at a lock at 2018 in the House. The Cook Political Report already has them at a safe 211 GOP seats. A net pickup of 7 gives them automatically, without having to flip a single swing seat, 2018 in solid red districts, which is exactly what you need for the congressional majority. And lo and behold, the real game changer, what the Democrats are really panicking over, could come from none other than the Supreme Court in just the next few weeks. In the Louisiana versus Calais case, just argued last week, we've been talking about it. The conservative majority appears ready to strike down Section 2 of the VRA, the Voting Rights Act. And if that happens, Republicans could eliminate up to 19 Democrat seats across the South, and which, of course, means they get to pick up an additional 19. You add that to the net 7, and we're talking add 25, 26 seats to the 211 they already got locked up, according to the Cook Political Report. I mean, gang, even the New York Times is admitting, if that happens, it's over. It's done. It's done. The Democrats will literally never, possibly in our lifetimes, never, possibly, you get hyperbole there. But Democrats are not coming back to congressional power anytime soon. They will have been more or less permanently barred from the House for the foreseeable future until there's an entirely different new political paradigm shift, which we haven't seen in about 100 years since FDR. What we're witnessing here is the convergence of multiple devastating trends for Democrats. Their generic ballot advantage has completely been evaporated. Voter registration swung massively toward Republicans all across the country. Traditional Democrat strongholds like Virginia and New Jersey are both in play as we speak. And the Supreme Court may hand Republicans the ability to redraw the electoral map at will in such a way that the Democrats will be permanently locked out of power. The data doesn't lie. And right now, it's telling the story of an incoming Republican tsunami that will leave Democrats wondering what hit them. I mean, the only question isn't whether Republicans will hold the House. It's now by how much they'll expand the majority. At this point, right, the numbers don't lie. The red wave isn't coming. It's already here. And Democrats are about to get swept away by forces they never saw coming.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.